With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden praising the prisoner swap with Russia. Moscow has released journalist Evan Gerskovich and fellow American Paul Whelan in a multinational deal that set some two dozen people free. The trade following years of secretive back-channel negotiations despite the frosty relations between Washington and Moscow. After years of isolation behind bars, the prisoners will suddenly find themselves being free. Republican Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance accused Democratic presidential candidate and current Vice President Kamala Harris of being fake.
Kamala Harris is a phony who caters to whatever audience is in front of her. I don't know if you saw this, but earlier this week, look up the clip. She went down to Georgia, and started talking with a fake Southern accent.
Meanwhile, the Republican vice presidential nominee's swing through Arizona is continuing. Also at SRNNews.com, F-16s have arrived to help Ukraine fight Russia.
Analysts say the planes will enhance Ukraine's air defense against Russia, flying sorties in Ukrainian skies and boosting the country's current fleet of aging Soviet-era jets. Ukrainian aviation expert Anatoly Kravchinsky says the F-16s will help the Ukrainian Air Force protect the country's airspace and increase the range to strike strategic targets. F-16s can carry cruise missiles which work for 1,000 kilometers, and this can significantly affect the logistics capabilities of the Russian Federation.
Correspondent Jennifer King, the Israeli military confirming the head of Hamas's military wing, Mohammed Daif, was killed in an airstrike in Gaza in July. This comes a day after the assassination of Hamas's political chief in an airstrike in Iran. All three major indexes down more than 1%. This is SRN News. A federal judge has ordered the University of California, Los Angeles, to craft a plan to protect Jewish students.
The move comes months after pro-Palestinian protests broke out on campus. In a lawsuit against the university, three Jewish students alleged they experienced discrimination on campus and that the university did not do enough to stop it. The protests at UCLA were part of demonstrations on campuses nationwide against the Israel-Hamas war. The university says it is committed to combating anti-Semitism in all forms. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Texas has sued the Biden administration over a federal program that provides contraceptives to teenagers without parental consent. That issue is the Title X program, which gives minors access to confidential contraception. A Texas judge ruling that parents' approval was required, but the Biden administration issued a new rule that prevents that. This is SRN News. The Bangladeshi government banning the country's main Islamist party and its student wing from all political activities.
Bangladeshi ministers have accused the party of involvement in the recent violence during protests over reservations in public sector jobs. The party denies the accusation. A leader of the Jamaat had earlier described the move to ban them as illegal, extrajudicial, and unconstitutional. The party was effectively barred from taking part in elections in 2013 after a court ruling that its registration as a political party conflicted with Bangladesh's secular constitution.
BBC correspondent Abarasan Athirishan. Thousands of Nigerians protesting against the country's worst cost of living crisis in a generation. Nigeria is one of Africa's top oil producers, but its population are among the poorest in the world. More details at SR.